Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast, Episode 1. My name is Chris Bumeter.
I'm Shane Presley.
All right, so, Shane, this is the first episode.
Yep, here we go.
First time we're kind of diving into podcasting as a duo, you know? We've tried dating and, being in relationships. Just hasn't worked out, and we said, we got to save the family. Let's do a podcast. So what kind of stuff, have you done any podcasts before? Or?
Nope, first podcast. I've been a big fan. Listen to several podcasts on a weekly basis. A lot of the comedy ones.
Yeah, I've tried to do a couple podcasts, and obviously you can see they're just blooming with popularity.
Yeah, fans are outside.
Yeah, you're right. They're banging on the doors. Children and animals. You may hear them here whining a little bit. I've always when we talked about it. I love we both have a thorough enjoyment of wanting to do podcasts. But my problem has always been consistency. And I'm like, I'll be at 3 a.m, be like, oh my God, I want to do a podcast. And I record one episode and it's just me and it sounds just awesome. And then I never do it again because I listen to it. I'm like, that was boring. I wouldn't even want to listen to it. And I've done some with some friends, but it's always been, covering St. Louis Blues or something like that, which is cool. But like we talked about sports, there's not something I can say that's already really been said.
Right.
So I think it kind of, how did it all get started? Like, was it that status that I put just on Facebook where just like, I was listening to something, I want to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And you responded and you're like, well, I like wieners. Let's get together, man. Yeah. What do you say?
It's usually my go-to. It's something I've really been thinking about a lot. Being a fan of podcasting and then everything else I've been doing, with the local music scene and trying to promote music and local restaurants and everything else, and I just felt like podcasting could be a cool option to bring everything together, talking about music, movies, and sports, and restaurants and everything else. And
I see you all you go to every night at St. I don't know how you're not at something right now. It's probably I may just come into my house and do this. But you're always at comedy clubs or watching bands So obviously you have a more exciting, I think, checking things out than I do. What do we do today? We went to Walmart. So that was pretty awesome.
There we go. Pretty good little Thursday.
But it's nice, my last day off of work before going to new shift. But it was kind of exciting to, say, I love just talking about pop culture and nerd stuff and whatever.
Right.
I think we both have a similar sense of humor, and, for you to be able to get out there and you've built a network of meeting some of these comedians and musicians and built friendships. I follow them on Twitter. So, it's kind of the same thing.
Basically the same thing.
I mean, they've probably seen my tweets a few times.
Yeah, I think somebody probably favorited it or something.
Yeah. But it's exciting that you can just you bring that to the table. I may not be going to a ton of comedy clubs, but like you said, it's going to be awesome to kind of promote some of these stuff. Because I have a huge pride for St. Louis, and I think you do too.
Oh yeah.
And I think that was your idea initially was to really push some of these St. Louis, musicians or comedians or even just restaurants that you go to. They're just like, man, this is an awesome place in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. The people in St. Louis may know it, but other people may not. To check it out. So I think it's exciting just to kind of help St. Louis out. And
I'm big in pushing local. I believe in a lot of the music and the comedians and everything else around here, and that I want people to see what I see and then like what I like and enjoy it all. There's a lot to offer. I get tired of people all saying there's nothing to do around here, and there's tons of stuff going on around St. Louis, and I just wish people would get out more and enjoy it.
Well, while you bring your expertise in the entertainment, I'm gonna bring my my extended adolescence and my love for toys and games and all that good stuff. So I think it'll be a fun kind of combination of the two.
Right.
Just to talk about whatever. And you wrote some music reviews and stuff too. You still do? You still write?
Yeah, I was writing some album review stuff. That was my first bit into promoting local music as best I could, and trying to do some of that, writing a blog and Had some pretty decent success with that, and just kind of got to a point where I needed a different creative outlet, and I thought this might be a cool journey.
Are you as big a whore for social media as I am? Oh, yeah. Like, I tweeted the other day to, because I started listening to that Nerdist podcast, and so I tweeted to Chris Hardwick, being like, dude, music's awesome, whatever. Well, he's got, not music, his podcast is awesome, and I'm like, good job, you'll probably never see this, but awesome. And he's got like 2.2 million followers, yeah. And then he wrote me back, he's like, I saw it, I'm like, Twitter's awesome, you can just talk to, you know, like, yeah. Reach out to, you know, we reached out to, tweeted to Phil from Greek Fire and stuff, yeah. And or Moon, I don't know what he goes by necessarily, if there's like,
yeah, I think, but, his stage name is Moon.
Yeah, but he, you know, just replied and said, hey, you know, maybe sometime get on the podcast and come hang out. It's just, social interaction or social media is just, it blows my mind. Like, it's awesome. At the same time, like, I hate it because I'm on it all the time. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could just do something more productive. Yeah. And I think this is kind of helps, you know, to not just sit on Twitter and Facebook all the time. But being able to interact with somebody that, you know, before you'd have to chase down in the street in, like, California or something, sure. to get a hold of, it's just, I think it's just awesome. And that's going to give us a good outlet to just kind of reach out and say, hey, you guys want to be on the podcast? You're going to be on the podcast? And
granted, it is silly that, you know, it only takes a second or whatever to write back on Twitter and things, but it is neat to have that interaction with them. And like, and I've got, being that I, you know, I'll plug something on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and I'll go to the shows and I'll actually get to talk to these people, and they're like, hey, you know, I saw that, thanks for, you know, mentioning the show and all this. So it's cool to know that they're actually seeing it and actually reading it, and that's them and not just some, you know, promotions guy or whatever it is. And
I always think that, like, when I tweet somebody on Twitter, you know, and they reply, if I ever saw them in person, if I was like, yeah, I'm that guy on Twitter, this guy, I feel like I'm just like a little fan. I'm like, oh, look, it's me, look at me. You know, and they're not, you know, just not treated as like a human being. Yeah. Like, yeah, man, you just wrote to me. That's what, like, I try and get myself away from, like, looking at Twitter as like, I'm just a fan. I'm just saying, hey, man, you're on Twitter, reach out to me and talk. But at the same time, I'd feel weird being like, yeah, hey, no, remember I tweeted you the other day and said, yeah, I liked your roast beef sandwich you ate at Lance Choice? Yeah. No, that was me, but I'm just, you know, just letting you know, it's pretty cool.
I can't. I mean, every time I meet rock stars or anybody, I just turn into the, you know, teenage fanboy, and I just nerd out to, and, you know, but...
I think I will too. Like, if I went and just met, like, you know, when Phil tweeted me back, like, I was a huge Tour of the Year fan girl in college, and so I still love the band, and Greek Fire is awesome, but, like, you know, I had in college I had the blonde stripe in my hair, like Phil did. Like, I could probably date Phil if he was totally cool with it. I was, you know, whatever, but did that, and, like, you know, started spinning my guitar and cut my sleeves off, and, like, now I'm, you know, a little older, and I'm not as, like, phased by influence, but still, just, like, there still would be a starstruck thing, like, dude, I'd listen to you and watch you guys jam growing up. Like, that's awesome. Which was, I don't know, growing up, but, you know, college days when, like, your really big influence in music is, like, hitting around that point. It'd be pretty exciting. But I'm excited to get just anybody on, just come hang out and talk. Like, we kind of really emphasize it. The point of the podcast, we don't want to just feel like they're coming in and just being interviewed. You know, it's almost just like you said, a third co-host and hanging out.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be a blast and just fun to just come and chill and be like, hey, come on. Sure. Hopefully it's not in my basement every time, because if you guys don't, you know, listening, aren't seeing my basement right now, there are first behind me, there's like a wall of toys that my son Ricky has accumulated. And then behind Shane, there's on the floor just stains from dogs that have peed all over it. So we're gonna clean that up. But if you come in and you're a guest on this podcast, there's going to be a disclaimer and you have to sign a waiver that says, please disregard the cat and dog pee smell that you're hearing. It's like, it gives it character.
Yeah, sure.
We could have just called it the dog pee podcast.
Yeah, I mean, how many other podcasts have dog pee? So,
right, yeah.
We're breaking new ground here.
Actually, what it is, it's every time that somebody comes on to be a guest, they're going to pee on the floor. Yeah, and that's going to be like, yeah, this was, you know, this was whoever. And, yeah, they peed right there. And then they can sign it. There we go. That's our new... ritual when you come on the podcast. So drink a bottle of water before coming on, because you're not going to leave until you do. Deal with it. goodness. So I've known you since high school. You graduated. You were 03, right?
Yeah.
I was 04. Yeah. I don't know if we really, like, we were kind of, like, acquaintances in high school. I remember us talking, but, like, did we hang out much and stuff?
Yeah.
My memory is, like, just far gone from just being lazy.
I think we always kind of knew each other, and it was more online through AIM.
Oh, my God. I think I was at that time Christo Changeo 31.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. That was my first screen name.
Yeah.
53 minutes. Oh my God. It's like the internet is just crazy. It just blows my mind now that when I saw a picture someone posted today of like kids growing up today, how they have to look at porn, and they put a picture of like this chick and it's like loading, and it stops right at her chest so you can't see it. And I'm like, this is what people had to live with when they're watching porn on dial up. I don't know, side note. But
get off the phone.
Get off the phone, Mom. I'm trying to talk with my friend, man. And then you'd see, like, random messages pop up of age, sex, location, / pic.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, 32, male, Illinois, P for P, or you got a cam? Oh, my God. There's so much, like, trouble probably got in during that time. That's part of the internet, though. But, so we kind of, like, acquaintances. I don't know if you ever came to, like, our shows in high school. Like, did you ever come to, like, Tears for Tomorrow shows?
I feel like you may have,
but I can't even remember. Like,
you guys played, like, The Pit a couple of times.
Yeah. Because you were big in... Were you big into the music stuff then?
Yeah. It's gotten... My addiction's gone a lot worse since I've gotten older.
Right. Well, probably being able to get over and go out and check things out, you know?
Yeah. I do remember... seeing you guys play and things. And
I remember thinking we were so good. And then you go back and listen to the music. I mean, not taking it. Those guys were way better than I were playing any instrument. I played bass, and I just played like, I'd sat and be like, tell me what to do, because I don't know what I'm doing, man. I don't know. But I remember just thinking, like, I remember The Point played our song when we were just bugging the hell out of them. We're like, it was like the local show or something. It's like, these guys have been bugging me all night, so here's the song. And we're like, oh my God, we're on The Point! And then, like, just going back and listening to it after, you know, the fact later on, you're just like, I mean, we're okay, but we're not like...
Record deals be coming in anytime.
Right, yeah, right. You ready to get signed, man? Yeah, man, I quit my job today. We're good. And it just never happened. Never happened. I was still waiting. I'm still, yeah, I upload links to the shows every once in a while from YouTube just to make sure people never forget. So then, like, as we travel down this timeline of our unknowing friendship that built, you know, I was in college for a while, and then it was just, I mean, just recently, yeah, just kind of started chatting. I mean, I don't really know how this even began. What are you doing in my house? I don't even know you.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, Jen goes, does he drive like a cop car? I'm like, I don't even know, man. I don't know what car he drives, but I assume that's probably him. But yeah, we've all just kind of, you know, Facebook's made interaction with people way, you know, catching up like way easier now. And I don't even think there's going to be a high school reunion is going to be pointless, which I noticed that my high school reunion is on the same day as your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm totally going to have to bail on the high school reunion.
You got priorities, man.
Yeah, but I just don't know. Now anybody from high school who listens to me, this dude's an asshole. I'm like, I'm sorry. But I don't know what to do. You came to my wedding.
Yeah.
So that'd be really rude. I'm like, well, I gotta go hang. I mean, I saw him post on Facebook, but I haven't seen him physically for like 10 years. So, like, I gotta go hang out.
I do think you touched on something, though. It is kind of, Facebook has kind of ruined that because, and I even saw somebody post the other day, what's the purpose of a high school reunion with Facebook now? Like, but I don't know. There is still a purpose. I mean, it's fun to get on to actually mingle with people and enter, you know.
Yes, I don't do that. Hell no.
But that's the thing. I just had mine. We had our 10-year, and like,
all right,
we only had like, I don't know, 50, 60 people show up or something. Like, I mean, granted, our class wasn't huge, but
yeah,
there's still not nearly the amount of people I thought might be there.
You know? It's gotta be like, it's hard. I mean, especially in now, like, you know, having a kid and having a second one on the way, like. And a lot of people who were replying were like, hey, we're out of town, you know, it's going to be hard to, you know, big kind of burden to try and get on that. But, like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, I was always really, like, just boring in high school. I never went to prom, or I remember we played prom night. I think one night, I think it was, like, homecoming. I think we had a show. like Tears for Tomorrow had a show, so we did that. But then like our prom, I think I just hung out with a couple buddies and played Halo like at my house, and I wasn't like a social butterfly or anything. I went there and I was like, I'm ready to get out. I didn't have any dislike for it, but I just like, I'm just ready to go. And then like, even now, you know, because I don't go out to really do a whole lot. Obviously now, you know, having kid and job and stuff like that. But I'm way cooler with just sitting at home and doing nothing and like sitting and like listening to, my headphones or whatever, my Beats, like my Beats by Dre that I don't even have, just my iPhone headphones. But I'm just like, I don't know, and maybe it's something about like being antisocial or something, but like, think about like, I'd rather go to your wedding than, I don't know where the high school reunion thing, I think they're doing it like a, I don't know, nothing against anybody in high school, because they're going to be like, that dude's just a douchebag to the max. I'm like, it's not that, I just like just being minimally social at times. I'm sorry, guys. Oh, man, I'm going to get uninvited from the thing. I'll get on tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, you've been uninvited from this reunion.
Don't bother.
Yeah, why don't you just not show up? Yeah, get off Facebook, too, idiot. Nice.
I don't know.
But I think, like, yeah, like high school reunions. I mean, it's cool to kind of get together with people and stuff. But a lot of the people that I hung out with in high school, I fairly decently interact with. I mean, it's not that I'm.
Yeah, I think.
I think it's just
as you've grown, especially we all kind of whatever kind of little cliques you might have had, like those kind of people just kind of stay together. So it's like, even if you might have been acquaintances and you might run into each other and say hey and stuff, but like. Your core group of buddies are going to be your friends for, you know, it's like...
Yeah. Do you remember, or do you notice now how pointless, like, stuff in high school was? Like, I wish I could go to high school, like, the kids, and just be like, don't even care about any of the stuff that's going on here. Like, just graduate and just after it, all the stuff that, whether it drove you nuts or whatever, it's not even going to matter in 10 years because nobody's going to remember anything, who you were, whatever. Like, it's just... I wish that's one thing I should go back and tell kids that, like, who are like, oh, my God. I'm just like... One, your parents are like phenomenally right about stuff, despite what you think. And two, you're going to look at kids that are like, you know, in high school when you're older and be like, what the hell is wrong with them? Even though you don't think you are, it's going to happen. And then three, don't care about anything you did in high school because stuff you like, stuff you enjoy, just enjoy it because it doesn't matter. People don't care. You know, you look at all the stuff that used to be like, well, that's lame or stupid or whatever. People enjoy it, and if they enjoy it, that's awesome. There's always a community. Mm-hmm. That's one thing about being online. There's a community for everything. I mean, there's going to be somebody who's going to be like, you're stupid, man. But, like, that's just nice to be able to... You can be yourself. Once you get out of high school, like, I mean, it's always... That's how high school's always been. You got to try and fit in or whatever.
Yeah.
Once you get out and you kind of see what life really is, and you kind of get to be like... You can be yourself and enjoy life and do what you want, and if somebody doesn't like it, that's their problem. But, like, the whole idea of, like... This is cool and this is not cool or whatever. It's just like so far gone. It's just stupid. That's when I go to, I'm gonna start to go to high school and be like, listen here, guys. I know. I'm gonna get out of here in a minute, but just don't worry about it. Don't worry about anything that's going on right here. Okay, you just graduate. Just graduate. Go to college if you want. That's cool, but just don't worry about it. Yeah. And then I'll just leave. And they're like, who's that guy? That was Chris. He graduated like 10 years ago. I don't know. He had braces. He's huge nose. Don't worry about it. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting some people on to the podcast. Is there anybody like who in particular, like ideal, who'd be an ideal guest, whether you could actually get them on or not? Like who, if you could just say, I want this person here right now to hang out with,
who would it be?
And I don't even know. Like I couldn't answer that myself right off the bat.
Sure.
Horrible answer. Horrible question formatting. Let me ask you a question that I myself could not really physically answer right now. But go ahead, try and answer it. I don't know, like, I think the idea of, people love just kind of talking, and even if it's, like, promoting stuff, I think it just, people enjoy doing that, but that's one thing I don't want them to feel like they have to come on and just be like, yeah, well, all I can do is promote an upcoming event or something. It's just like, come on, hang out.
I mean, ultimately, I think it'd be, you know, I want... obviously plug everything you got and like that's the whole idea of getting out here. We want to build up everything we are part of, but yeah, I mean, I definitely just want to kind of hang out and talk, and you know, whatever, if we talk about old Saved by the Bell episodes or whatever.
That'd be
it is.
So good. We should have just done a Saved by the Bell podcast. Yeah. Maybe that's once it's like once we start making millions of dollars,
right,
we can get the whole cast on.
Yeah.
And be like, this is the first reunion except for those other ones. But this is the first podcast reunion of the entire cast of Saved by the Bell. And we'll get the college years and we'll get the one that had like that what was that biker chick? What was her name?
Oh, yeah. That was
Tori. Yeah. Tori, and I don't know why she was on there. Because then Kelly came on and made things better.
That was some early stuff.
Yeah, Zach was like 12.
Good morning, Miss Bliss.
Yeah. Didn't know that she was actually the chick from the original Parent Trap.
Yeah.
When she was a little wee one. And then
there was your beach episodes.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what the beach was called. I want to say it was like Maui Beach Resorts. No. I don't remember what it was, but those were, they had like the volleyball tournament. I gotta
dig deep for some references.
Yeah, I know. I remember the one where Zach was like playing for the car, and the guy who was like the dad of the girlfriend who played Pumbaa, I think, in The Lion King. And I just remember him tossing him the keys, and Zach like, oh my God, or something. But man, Saved by the Bell, like, let's go into some 90s, because we were both 90s kids. Everybody's going to have their own generation that's like, this is the best generation of all time. You know, 60s and 70s, they say, for like music, 80s for I don't know what.
Hair,
and, whatever. That kind of started like the 80s, late 80s, mid-late 80s kind of kicked off like the really good family sitcoms. But 90s, they just thrived. And you had the Full House and Step by Step, Family Matters. And we're
kind of
God. So we'll go back to the 90s. But I watched the opening, the pilot for Girl Meets World, and I'm just not sold on it.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but bad. So
it's I can't. Boy Meets World has a special place in my heart, and I can just watch it the whole season, like all the time. There's a joke, and I don't know how it started, but in college, like something about my friend was like, he's sitting in his room masturbating Boy Meets World. He was so passionate about it. I don't know how it started like that, but that was like an inside joke of it. But like, I remember watching Boy Meets World like crazy, and just even now I can watch every episode, and it's like I feel for those guys. But like, there's tons of shows that were on in the 90s, from cartoons to just the sitcoms to even game shows. Nickelodeon was phenomenal with
Double Dare.
Double Dare, What Would You Do? What was all the other ones?
I love all that stuff. Those Are You Afraid of the Dark and all that. And
Pete and Pete. I didn't watch Pete
everything on Nickelodeon I was growing up.
And then they try and bring back like the 90s at 9 or whatever, and they like try to bring the old Nickelodeon. It wasn't as good. Like, they always played the Rugrats. Yeah. And every once in a while, like, Doug was cool. And I liked the Rugrats, at first. But it seems like whenever they made a movie for anything, same with Power Rangers, they made a movie and it just sucked. Like, it was just horrible after that. Like, I just, maybe it's because I just lost interest, but like,
right.
Ninja Turtles, cool with that. Like, I could watch the first two. The third one was kind of like, okay, you guys can go back in time, it's whatever. But I don't know, there's something about the 90s that now if you watch them too, like, there's certain, like, the Animaniacs, certain stuff like that, like the political correctness of it.
Oh yeah,
kind of like a little edgier than what, like, now they couldn't really get away with. But
yeah.
But if I watch, like, SpongeBob, I'll, like, some of the stuff on there, I'm just like, we could get away with some of the stuff from the 90s. Like, I don't know, but, like, that's one thing, like, just with my friends, we're proud to be, like, a 90s kid, because you can, the music, the shows, the cartoons, the movies, all that stuff. Some are really cheesy, but some are, like, you're just like we were talking about the 90s TV, like the family sitcoms, how they all had their public service announcement episodes.
Yeah, the
like,
special, very special episode.
Yeah, the guns or the drugs or abuse or whatever it was. And they'd have the message at the end with like the hotline to call and stuff like that. It was just, I don't know, it was a good time. And like, I don't know if people would appreciate it now or if it's just like now, like everybody's just, it's instant gratification for anything you watch. Like, it's hard to keep a, there's a few shows that have like really kind of a great following, Walking Dead and Game of Thrones and Dexter is huge and stuff. Never watched the last two there, but I don't know. It just seems like people are really, their attention spans are really short. I'm just as guilty of it as anything else, but like, it just seems like it's hard to get really good quality family shows, at least, without them being like, oh, these are really cheesy. Like, yeah. These are... No, guys. Come on. Get out of here. But well, I guess...
I think a lot of that... I mean, it's gotten to where the point where, obviously, TV's so saturated with every show. I mean, we've got so many different cable networks and everything else. Like, in the 90s, it was still pretty... I mean, there was some of that, but it was... Everybody still pretty much had your local basic channels.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have... Not every single family had The Dish and, you know, and cable and 250 yeah. channels and everything else. So so you pretty much... And we didn't have as much internet then. We didn't have as much going on. So we sat at home. That's why TGIF was so popular, because everybody wanted to sit around and watch TV that night as a family. And,
yeah.
You know, you'd order Pizza Hut and you sit around and watch TV.
If I could time travel,
yeah,
I'd go right there, right to that moment. You wouldn't forget saving any type of people. It's TGIF, getting pizza and hanging out and just being like, this is it. This is my joint, yo. This is what it's supposed to be.
Living the dream.
God, man. And like, it's got to be hard to try and create a show or anything now. I mean, music, whatever, because with services like Netflix, Spotify, you can just... You aren't, you know, back, you know, in the 90s and any generation before ours, pretty much, you know, if you wanted to listen to an album or something, you couldn't just go online necessarily and just download it.
Yeah.
You'd get the CD or you could buy the single, whatever. But like now with Spotify, you can listen to this song and jump all over the place. Same with Netflix. Mm-hmm. You could watch one episode of this, and like, it's gotta be hard as any type of creative outlet to be like, okay, this is... I want you to buy this whole product. You know, you almost have to sell an individual item, because if you're going to try and sell a whole album or whatever, it's going to be hard. I mean, there's going to be those people who just, you know, they really love going and buying an album. Yeah. I mean, you're sure. probably one of them. You know,
yeah, but I mean, the artists I support, I mean, I listen to the full CD, like, and our full album. I buy a lot of vinyl now. Vinyl's making a huge comeback, really.
Yeah.
And it's just, But yeah, I mean, you the bands I like, that's what they put out. Their albums are projects, you know. You listen to them from beginning to end, and you appreciate it all instead of just, you know, listening for that single. I mean, yeah. I think the 90s were pretty good for the single stuff, because, like, a lot of these bands, they put out a lot of one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously, you got some of the big ones like Ice Ice Baby and...
Yeah.
All this, so.
What would the world be like without Eyes Ice Baby?
Yeah,
I was a big Third Eye Blind, still a big Third Eye Blind fan.
I saw those guys just a bit ago. They were at, like, the grand opening of Ballpark Village.
Yeah, I wanted to go down to that. I think I don't know if you invited me or not. Yeah. I feel like somebody invited me down there, but I saw them at Six Flags, and this is probably 5 or 6 years ago, and it was a really awkward concert because they were with, like, Boys Like Girls and all these, like, kind of younger bands.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, here's Third Eye Blind, and everybody's like, you know, the whole crowd is like kind of younger girls. You know what I'm talking about? That's my type of concert I go to, you know. And they're like, you know, Third Eye Blind, and everyone's like, this is okay. He's like, because he's like 40 years old probably now, and the crowd's just like, we don't really know who you are, until they played like Semi-Charmed Life or Jumper, and then people are like, oh yeah, this song, like,
Your parents might have played this song for
us. Right, yeah. It was really awkward because people were just like, the crowd just like, we want these other bands that are like the cute boys and stuff.
Right.
And then Third Eye Blind, I don't know how they got on the bill or how they whatever, and I don't know if they're touring with them or not. Yeah. But I was just like, I kind of didn't get to enjoy it as much because I'm just like, nobody else is really into them right now. And I felt bad for them because it's just like, all right, that's cool.
It kind of reminds me of a story my friend told me once about the Deep Blue Something years ago came to town doing and they had the hit Breakfast at Tiffany's. And he was telling me he went to the show because, like, there was a free show or something like that, so everybody was there, and they, like, basically came on the stage and they said, I think they started with Breakfast at Tiffany's, and they're like, okay, if you came for that song, you can go ahead and leave now. And, like, the whole place, like, cleared out, and, like, it made me laugh so hard thinking of that. Like,
I guess at least they realized that, and they weren't just like, oh, where are you guys going? We got 12 more songs to play. Hold on.
I just imagine, like, all the, okay, Third Eye Blind, and all the girls, okay, see ya.
Yeah, all right. Well, at least they had, you know, two or three songs that they could kind of stretch out and, you know, put a few other songs, but they'd be like, all right, we're going to play some new stuff. And I was like, we don't really know anything what you're doing here, guys. Yeah. Can you just play what we want to hear and we'll be on our way?
I mean, the crowd seemed to be digging it at the last show I saw them. They were, it sounded good. They still got it. A lot of fun.
There's a, I'll go back and watch a lot of bands that I was just like huge fans of, like Sugar Cult and stuff like that. And like, it's funny seeing some, I'm surprised they're still touring, because like there's a certain kind of air, you know, not fad, but you know, music where it's like, this is a certain, like a bunch of those like My Chemical Romance and stuff like that, that were in kind of put into a certain genre, and you know, the screamo and stuff like that was big, and then it's just like now it doesn't really sell, but like I'm surprised some are still, you know, if there's still people, I guess, that get the nostalgia feel and those diehard fans, but at the same time, just like, how are you guys still on a world tour for different, you know, because there's so little money in music now, it just kind of blows my mind.
Well, last year, they, speaking of that kind of niche thing, like, last year, Summerland tour was put together with Everclear, Sugar Ray, Gin Blossoms, and just like super 90s.
Holy cow, that would have been an awesome show. Yeah,
and I think this year they're doing it again. I think the Sugar Ray's there again and Everclear. And then I think they added like Smash Mouth and like, but all these like 90s bands that really, you know, it kind of people forgot about, and they're not touring nearly as much, but they all teamed up to work together as in form a tour.
Right.
And yeah, I think people, there is the nostalgia feel to it, but I don't know, you go back and listen to those songs, you feel like a kid again. You're right. Listening to me, it's, they're still great songs. It's just that radio is so saturated now with, you know, all the pop bands and all the stuff. Yeah. So it's like, there's not really, but I mean, that's what I listen to a lot of my satellite radio. I got in the 90s on 9. I listen to it all the time, and I still love all the songs and sing along all the time. And
there's a creative freedom they had then. I mean like, you kind of start seeing the, I guess maybe the 80s, I mean, I don't know, look at like disco, and like when bands are get, they try to, you know, sell disco, and same thing with like the 80s and the hair bands, you know, there's a hair band everywhere. The 90s, and maybe it happened in the 90s too, but it's, I mean, with the boy bands towards the end, but like, it always seemed like they had a little more freedom to where it, everything didn't sound the same, where now it's almost like a manufactured product, and it's, this is how you have to do it, this is how you have to, you know, and there's just not, doesn't say if there's creative, you know.
Well, I think a lot of that, you gotta, it's more about how you look than how you sound, and, you know, they want to market an image, and, you know, especially like country music gotten so bad about that too, like they want to, you know, you gotta have your hat and your skin tight Wranglers.
Right. And everything. It's dog, like, your pickup truck, and,
like, be, but it's not even really even about, I mean, that's what's, you ask a girl, like, why you like, oh, because he's hot. And it's like,
yeah.
What? Why would you like his music because he's hot? Like, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. But, yeah. And I mean, I guess from a business standpoint, they got to make money. You know, they're not going to just throw something out there to take a chance. You know, I mean, as they kind of, they'll develop as like an artist gets, you know, a reputation or gets big, they get kind of some freedom to do some more stuff because they've already established that marketing standpoint. But like, I couldn't see any of the bands from the 90s coming out and saying, you know, getting big today because of, you know, one, I just don't think the attention span is there for anybody musically to follow an artist as much. Like, unless it's pushed down your throat. I mean, like, you have the big pop stars and stuff like that. But even them, you know, you'll see somebody who's, I mean, look at like Adele, who's huge 1 year and then nothing. I mean, she's probably still doing stuff, you know, whatever. But it just seems like I kind of feel the same way with, like, it's going to happen with, like, Macklemore, who's huge. And, like, that album, I enjoyed listening to it. But I just see, like, next year he's going to come out with something. It's not going to be as good. It's not going to be that thrift shop.
Sure. I mean, that's the thing. Like, they burn out those singles so much. Like, your radio spin that song, especially, like, Z107 or whatever, they'll play it every, you know, every few minutes. It seems like they got the same 10 songs on a rotate. And, so people get so sick of hearing the song before it's even, you know, the album's even done and stuff. Like, but I think, you know, people like that, like, they'll come out with their next CD and there'll be a big push again, and you know, but yeah, people right now they're on to the next one. People don't really fully appreciate an artist anymore because radio is ruining and stuff. Like the fact that we are you know, you get so sick of hearing it and seeing them everywhere you go, and it's like, you know, it's just hard to appreciate it as a whole anymore.
At the same time, I mean, look at, like, you have access to it anywhere you go. Right. You can get on your phone and pull up on YouTube or iTunes or Spotify, where, you know, and before that, it was, you had to listen to it on the radio, and then you could record it onto a tape, maybe, if, you know, if you got it at the right time, and you just have to, you know, heaven forbid, the DJ talked over half the intro, you know, or whatever, but now, it's just, there's so much, like, you can get it, I want it now, I want it, you know, immediately, how I can, you know, I can get on my smartphone. There's nothing you can't get, seems like, on your phone now that, you know, and it's kind of disappointing, and I'm just as guilty of it as people walking around just always on their phones, and there's no there's very little social interaction, it seems like, nowadays, outside of, you know, Facebook and stuff like that, but, like, just going out and that's probably why you enjoy going out, to get that social interaction when you go out, because, like, otherwise it's just like, hey, what's up, and it's a text message or a who was I watching an interview with, I think it was John Mayer, and this is from a few years ago, and he was like, I decided that anybody who texts me, I have to follow up with a phone call. He's like, because you'll realize who doesn't really want to talk to you or whatever, because that's all it is texting or writing something on Facebook and stuff like that. And I understand the convenience of it. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just as guilty of horrible social interaction, you know, as anybody else. But, like, it's just, you notice, like, people just walk around, they're just always on their phone and they're looking down or, you know, whatever. And there's just very little, you know, if you go up and talk to somebody, it's kind of almost awkward. Cause like, whoa, hey, why are you talking to me? I'm doing something here, you know? And it's just like, I just wonder what my son and what that generation is going to be like, because he's on a phone now and he'll play it, and he can swipe and pull up all these games and get on YouTube. And I'm just like, man, the interaction between their generation is going to be just 100 times worse possibly than what ours is. Maybe, maybe it won't be as bad, but like,
well, I think, I personally probably, I feel like that smartphones were kind of on the way out. Like, you know, I mean, it's such a huge fad now, but I think eventually people are going to get burned out. We're going to go back to, you know, not having as much reliability on phones and stuff as much. Like, I think people are just going to realize one, you know, someday, whenever it is, but people are going to be like, man, that was stupid. Why did we do that?
Remember when everyone was on their phones and they couldn't look up for anything? So, and then Apple come out with something new. Like, oh my God, let's go back to it. That's phenomenal.
Right.
I don't know. I love my phone. I love technology. I'm a big kind of gadget nerd and stuff. But I am starting to kind of step back and look at myself and be like, why am I wasting so much time checking Facebook every 2 minutes or Twitter every 2 minutes or this or that? You know, I could. It's not a big deal doing it, but like, I just, there's so much productivity time that I'm wasting, and that's one of the reasons, like, doing this. Like, I want to really have something that I'm working on constantly, and, like, you know, I got my blog, I'll write once a week and stuff like that. Just, I want to be doing stuff, and I want to have, like, that workaholic feel where I'm just doing stuff all the time and I have projects to work on and I'm not just, like, sitting around checking out Facebook for 15 minutes or on my computer doing nothing for an hour. I want to be productive, and that's the biggest takeaway that I've noticed when I see people. It almost starts to, like, irritate me to be like, look, they're just on their phone all the time, and, you know, I try not to do it as much, but I'm just as guilty.
Well, I go to these shows, and, you know, everybody wants to record the shows all the time, and
I was bad about that, too. Yeah. Now I've started to see how often I watch that that stuff. You know?
Well, it's funny, like, I know some, I've heard a few responses, you know, from people. I was at, I guess it was Point Fest a little while back. I saw Rob Zombie there, and he yelled at somebody in the, you know, audience right up front that was recording, like, the whole show, and he's telling them, like, you know, put the phone down. He's like, there's shitty videos of this on YouTube, like, all over the place, you know. It's like, you know, we don't need another one.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like, just enjoy the moment as it is now. And then that's one of my biggest things. I might record a little bit, take some couple pictures, but I try to, you know, make it quick and then put it away, and then, you know, have some sort of keepsake and then to remember that moment. But I try to enjoy the moment and as it happening as best I can.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like, cause I used to record a pic. Oh my God, this is gonna be so cool to watch afterwards.
Yeah.
And I'll never go back and watch it. And I don't know if it's something where, like, there's times where people want to record stuff to see if, like, something's going to happen. Like, you know, that moment where the artist snaps or whatever it is. Well, cause then they can just put it on YouTube. But
yeah, they just had that, being topical, that Aaron Lewis. I don't know if you saw that, but he was yelling at some crowd surfers for groping a girl and all this stuff. And like if you weren't recording that in that particular moment, all it would be just is people talking about it, and but they actually have video proof of it. And
yeah, it just the argument for recording it to watch it later. Because I was bad about it. I used to do it, and I remember going to, I think we went to Raw. Me and Bird went to Raw, and he was like, you can record. I just love watching it. And I was like, it wasn't until afterwards when I realized I didn't watch it, and then you realize that you are missing out on the moments, and you can watch it through TV or watch it on TV if you're going to record it through your phone. And like, that's something else that I've started to kind of turn my views on, to be like, you know what, I see what people are saying now, because it would drive me nuts if I'm performing and there's people just recording the whole time, because like, you're missing out on the moment, you're not going to go back and watch any of this stuff.
I didn't get to see it live, but I remember hearing I think it was a story on another podcast, or Nick Thune was talking about a guy, and he said that at his live show, when he saw him, like, he lowered this prop down in front of him, and it was looked like an iPhone screen. And he performed behind it, and he's like, well, this is how everybody wants to view the shows anyway, so I figured I'll just make it a little easier. And he did his whole show like a one man show behind the iPhone screen. So I thought that was pretty funny, and like, just a little jab at the fans, because that's so many people will sit there and hold their phone up the whole time. And I don't know. Well, I've gotten to that point in my life where, like I said, I just want to get out and live life the fullest and enjoy everything, because as it's happening.
Yeah, I at the same time, like, I think of myself, I'm like, I want to be like, why are you doing this? But at the same time, I'm like, I have no justification for telling anybody to do anything how they want to do it. Right. And that's something else that I'm starting to like pick up on, is like the judgment of not just like just people in general and how judgmental they are over the stupidest stuff. I'm like, and I do it all the time, but I just want to be like, why do we care what other people are doing? Why don't you just let somebody enjoy what they're doing and what they like or who they are, or who cares if you listen to One Direction or if you listen to Metallica or Nickelback, heaven forbid, any of that. So it's like, if you don't like a band, that's cool, don't listen to them, but don't bash somebody else who may have a special bond to their music. But
that's like reading YouTube comments, man.
You're gonna get nowhere.
So back and forth on everybody, oh, I love this band, oh, this band sucks.
And yeah, like, just, oh, you're a fag for doing that. It's like, why? Because they like this song. It doesn't, just like, it drives me nuts now, especially. And it's all with growing up and becoming more mature, if that's even a good, I can't even know if I justify that word for myself, but like, I don't know, it's getting more where I want to tell people to stop being douchebags to other people, but at the same time, I'm just like, you're never gonna get people to stop doing it, and it's like, just picking your battles and deciding whether you want to be try and even choose somebody out for doing it or not. But I just like, I don't know, like our people, I wish people just look back and look at themselves for all the judging they do on Facebook. My favorite thing on Facebook is when they say, I'm gonna find out who my real friends are, I'm tired of my fake friends. And I just like, you were probably just as bad as anybody else. And I just
like, are the ones that say, they'll share something like, about no more drama or what, stuff like,
you don't need to show your drama.
Yeah, well, they're the ones that constantly are, airing their dirty laundry on Facebook and causing all the drama.
Yeah, Facebook is good. It's a great thing, but it's also, like, it's made our generation, and people in general, I mean, it's just not even our generation. Now that, like, anybody can get on there, it's so funny seeing younger people, older people, just, like, exactly act the same way, and they're just douchebags sometimes as I judge somebody for being let me call the kettle black, or whatever the saying is,
whatever.
I don't even care. I don't even care, jeez. So looking at future episodes, we've got the Facebook set up, which is you can just search for Rock Paper Podcast. I almost forgot the name. You can search us. I don't know what we're called, but you can search for it. Good luck. And then Twitter is a little goofy. It's Rock Paper Podcast without the T. I think it cut off or something like that. So
I'm not sure if you type it in, they'll find it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Just look for some yellow background.
Yeah.
So you follow us on Twitter if you want to. We're going to try and get you know, post when we'll be posting new episodes. We're going to try and do it weekly, right? That's what we're shooting for. So this is just kind of like our introduction, and hopefully we'll have a guest next week. Otherwise, my son Ricky, who is 2.5, will be on here. Or Charlie Bird, the cat, who, if you follow our Twitter or Facebook, you'll see him on there. He doesn't say much, but he almost was murdered by a rocking horse earlier. So that was pretty exciting as we were setting everything up. As my son knocked it down, and it just almost came crashing down on him and killed him. So we'll maybe get him on. Get on the podcast and he can explain his fears, but it'll be awesome. But yeah, so, you know, it's going to be something to share comedians, just local talent, local likes, interests, and even share kind of global things, you know, like I said, games and stuff.
I think it'd be fun just to bring everyday people in and talk about what they do and things. I mean, just buddies hanging out.
Whoever, it's just going to be a cool podcast, just something to listen to and get different point of views. And hope you guys listen and enjoy it, you know. If you don't, then I'm gonna judge you, and I'm gonna terrorize your Facebook pages, and I'll dislike you, true friends, you jerks. But I don't know, just something that's gonna be fun, and hopefully we keep it consistent and go for many, many episodes. Because like I said, I've done them, and I've gotten to like 2 or 3 episodes, and then I fail and don't ever post them again. But Shane could kick my ass, and I'm afraid that he'll do so if I don't continue to post. But if you're an interesting person, then let us know, because we got to judge you and find out if you're going to be good enough for our podcast. If anybody out there is interested in joining, you know, and being a guest on the podcast, let us know. Tweet us or write us or anything. That there's a way to get in touch with us.
We're very accessible.
I'd give the email out, but I feel like that's setting up for people to just send like porn invitations, which would be cool. I mean, I'm totally good for learning, you know, about new porn and stuff, but Twitter and Facebook are pretty easy, to get a hold of us. But, we're just looking for like, probably hour long episodes, maybe shoot for an hour and just hang out and be cool. And like I said, you can pee on my floor and that'll be your signature to knowing about it. And my wife will probably kick the crap out of you for it. So it'll be fun, but you know, anything else you want to add to it before we wrap up?
I think we covered everything.
Everything we could ever talk about, we've covered. So
there you go.
This is the end of the podcast. We've had a great run. one episode. I'd like to thank my mom, my dad, Charlie Bird. So until next week, again, follow us on Facebook, Twitter @ Rock Paper Podcast. No T. And until next week, hopefully we have a guest on, and we'll post who that is, regardless of, you know, if Tom Cruise can get his schedule free, we'll see if we can get him on there. Otherwise, you know, we'll have somebody punch him in the face.
Maybe Nick Cage.
Nick Cage, there you go. Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, his receding hairline. All right, well, appreciate you listening. And until next week, you know, check it out and let us know what you want to hear or see or write about. Whatever. Good times. Thanks for listening. Any other words?
I love you.
That's perfect. There's a lot of heartfelt in it. Later.